This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show this fine Monday. It's about, I think it's going to be about 90 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. And just think about that, folks. That's what we call it in the wintertime. That's just around the corner. That summer just flew. The busier you are, the faster it goes. You know what? But if I wasn't busy, you know, I'd be complaining that I wasn't. So it's better to do more than not enough. We're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Read Ephesians chapter 5 when you get a moment. Folks, what I want to talk about today is none other then while the American people sleep, the Muslims are in fact making their move for government positions. I'm going to name names and states and the positions that are sought for concerning those that mean to destroy this country. Getting into position of power is all a part of the Muslims' goal to enforce Sharia law. Muslims do not want to assimilate. They want to take over, period. Out of their own mouths, this is what they state. They don't want to be your friend. They want to kill the infidel. There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim, and there never will be. It's been said a moderate Muslim will hold your feet while the radical cuts off your head. If we do not speak out, educate people, and vote against these people, this will no longer be America as you know it. I would like to add, if I might, is it not interesting that we have been warning about the price of sin? It charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. And folks, you need to understand that these people are set to enslave the world under their political ideologies. And that's exactly, by the way, what it is. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And what's also interesting to note is it's illegal. So why are Americans standing down and allowing these people that are seeking for office, namely those that are set at destroying and conquering America, as you know it, why are you standing by and allowing this kind of stuff to take place? It's a wonder, is it not? I'm going to pull up some quotes here in just a moment, and for some reason we're going real slow. Of course, during the radio time, this is when it starts to lag, and guess what we're doing right now, friends? We are lagging. So what I'll do is, while that loads, I will continuously highlight what the article is all about. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted it a couple hours ago. It's doing real well. The last one we did when we talked about this had about 24,000 shares on it, and if you'd like to go ahead and take the time to educate yourself as to what's taking place in your country, now is the time to do so, friends. Now is the time to do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, while the American people sleep, the Muslims are making their move, friends. They are, in fact, making their move. and they're making their move for government positions. And it's interesting, friends, how they've been here for such a short amount of time, and all of a sudden, money from out of nowhere comes into their campaigns so they can seek and win office. And why is that? Well, right on cue, and as I have scripturally warned, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, and read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, I've warned scripturally over and over again. While men have slept, the enemy sows tares, and tares they are sowing. Matthew 13, 25. Folks, the Republicans and the Democrats are not the answer, in any sense of the word, to America's dilemma. Okay? Just follow me, okay? This is a political system set up to divide the people one against another. Mark 3:25. Read it when you get a moment. But I want to reiterate the point that the Republicans and the Democrats are not the answer to the dilemmas, friends. They are, in fact, the reason for your dilemmas. Okay? These two groups have been created to divide the American people, and they are accomplishing their mission. As a matter of fact, on July 29th of this year, the Republicans, the best that you have, or so you've been told, folks, you do know that they caved on the return to open borders and the immigration policy of Barack Hussein Obama. And again, this should come as no surprise. And don't act surprised, especially those that listen to the show day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. While men are lavishing their praise and approbation upon the president, Donald Trump, for making America great again. By the way, he stole that slogan from none other than Ronald Reagan, for those that did not know. Do yourself a service and keep in mind that Donald signed the very omnibus bill in March of 2018 that Barack Hussein Obama contrived and teed up back in 2015 of December. Go ahead and check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security. Funds avowed to America's enemies. Go ahead and see what you're paying for, America. Also remember, America and the said representatives are the ones, the very ones, as we have highlighted, again, friends, concerning those that are masquerading as mayors are in fact felonies. They're felons. And what they're trying to do, friends, they're alluring them in to this country on your dime, and then they're calling them sanctuary cities as if to suggest they have some constitutional legitimacy. When in fact they don't. The opposite is true. And these are the ones, your said representatives, that are alluring these Muslims who mean to overthrow American government to come into this country on the dime of the American taxpayers. Friends? So while we set all that aside, and without belaboring the points, I'm going to give you a list of Muslims that are attempting to get into representative positions in your governments. Okay? And I'm going to highlight what they stand for and what they don't stand for. For example, and by the way, I don't speak fluent Arabic, so do forgive me. Do forgive me if I say their names the wrong way. And by the way, if I can't pronounce it, no wonder why these people are so confused. I mean, some of these names, it's like, Dad, Mom, where did you come up with that? It's like they threw a bunch of letters together and they tried to make sense out of it and say it. But here's a guy, Kayvon Kalatabari. He's an Iranian-American. Listen to this carefully, friends. This guy's out of Denver. He's running to be the mayor of Denver, Colorado, okay, this up-and-coming year. He's an Iranian-American. He is pro-drugs. He's pro-sanctuary cities. He's anti-police, and he's anti-Trump. He has photos of himself on social media licking the American flag. And yet, America, this is the kind of character that's running for mayor, the mayor of Denver, Colorado in 2019. He's also stated that he is not a Muslim. Listen to his name. He is indeed anti-American. And folks, again, keep in mind, these are the people that are running to rule the roost. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you'd like to jump over on our Facebook, it is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And our YouTube is Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube as well. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. We are cleaning that Twitter account all up, getting rid of the junk and adding and taking away that which needs to be added and taken away. So that is Bradley Dean 1 as well. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com written by yours truly. While the American people sleep, the Muslims are making their move for government positions. Over 100 of them, like never before. Why? Because there's not a better time to do it, because everybody's sitting back and lavishing praise and throwing their approbation on the new administration as if to suggest he's doing anything about the problem, when in fact, just last week alone, folks, we found that the Republicans caved. What did they cave to? They caved to Barack Hussein Obama's policies concerning open borders. Folks, as I shared with you from Scripture, I don't care who's in the people's White House, friends. America is under judgment, and it's clear. Deuteronomy 28, read the second half after 15, okay? And take the time to read Leviticus 26 and not in that order. First Leviticus 26, then Deuteronomy 28. Wake up, open your eyes, because we're seeing it roll out, friends. We're seeing this all happening in front of our faces today. And then I shared with you during the first segment as well, friends, while Americans are lavishing their praise and approbation upon Donald Trump for again making America great again, do yourself a favor and keep in mind that Donald's the one that signed the very omnibus bill in March of 2018 that Barack Hussein Obama contrived and teed up back in December of 2015. It's the same bill, friends. And you got the same guy, little Judas, Paul Ryan, behind Barack Hussein Obama and Donald Trump, as if to suggest Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is. Give me a break. Pushing the same bill, making sure that it's seen through, America. Seen through. Read Deuteronomy 32:23. I mean, this is craziness. I'm sorry, Numbers 32:23. I mean, this is craziness what's happening in this country, friends. It really is. It's happening. We're seeing it in front of our faces today. Hey, by the way, I'm not an alarmist. I'm not. I'm a guy that's got the mind of Christ, and common sense flows through me that if God said it, that settles. It's going to happen. And everything that's rolling out in front of us right now, it's being played out fast forward, friends, is the unthinkable. And I've shared with my listeners a million times, the unthinkable is what these people live, friends. You have to understand they're not like me and you. They've already sold their souls to the highest bidder, friends. Let's get back to this. And keep in mind, friends, this is what's happening in America today. Slavery is a part of Islam. Slavery is a part of jihad. And jihad will remain as long as there is Islam. Those who argue that slavery has been abolished are ignorant, not scholars. They are merely writers. Whoever says such things is an infidel. Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan. Okay? Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, also keep in mind before I start rocking this, your media is working to help hand over unto these people to get into positions of government. I just seen an ad yesterday. We were out to eat, looked up, and there was an ad there, Minneapolis Star and Tribune, the Communist Star, they call it here, endorsing a woman that advocates everything that destroys this country. Okay. Again, you can't make up what's happening here. You just can't. Okay. So let's get to this list. And again, forgive me. I don't have my Arabic dialect perfected yet. Okay. And I'm chuckling here because of some of these names. It's like, whoa. Abdurrahman Muhammad Al-Sayed, okay, this is the guy out in Michigan that ran against Pat Kolbeck, and he's running for the governorship. Abdul Al-Sayed is a Muslim man whose parents are immigrants from Egypt. Some people call him the next Obama, or Obama 2.0. Some say he's been groomed by George Soros. We know that he's being financed by Soros. We know that 47% of the finances coming into his gubernatorial campaign is coming from without the state of Michigan. On his social media accounts, he has a photo of himself with Bill Clinton. There you have it. Maxine Waters. There you have it. And Linda Sarsour. Okay. Elizabeth Warren is campaigning for him. He is running for the governor of Michigan, and the primary election is August 7th, 2018. Okay. Hey, by the way, regardless if they win or lose, the point is things are in play. Things are in motion. We're beginning to see these things in living color. Asif Mahmood is a Muslim immigrant from Pakistan. He's a longtime Clinton contributor. And I'm talking about Bill and Hillary, those that have committed the act of treason against you, and they're still free to do so today because Donald Trump didn't keep his promise. He and his wife have held fundraisers at their home for Clinton, which Hillary Clinton and Uma Biden attended. Muhammad is an anti-Trump and calls himself triple threat. By the way, I don't care if he's anti-Trump. The message that's coming through is anti-American because most people believe that Donald Trump is fighting for them when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay? He calls Donald Trump a triple threat to President Trump, okay? He openly says he will go against President Trump. His name is found on WikiLeaks. He and Podesta, who's also busted in what, Pizzagate, have emailed each other. He is running for Lieutenant Governor of California. The primary election is June 5th. Deidre Hill Abood is a Muslim convert. She is married to Ali Abood, an immigrant from Iraq. She has worked with terror link groups CARE and MAS. Deidre's campaign slogan is United We Rise. She is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. And the primary election is on August 28, 2018, and general election is on November 6, 2018. Here's another quote from Rena, for these people. Here's another quote for you from these people. I wouldn't want to create the impression that I wouldn't like the government of the United States to be Islamic sometime in the future. This is from a Muslim named Mr. Ibram Hooper. He looks like a traitor. He looks like an American that converted to Islam. Okay. Going on to the next one, we have Kayvon Kalabtbari. I highlighted him during the first segment. He's an Iranian American. He's pro-drugs. Everything that destroys this country, pro-sanctuary cities, no such thing, friends. He's anti-police and anti-Trump. He has a photo of himself on social media licking the American flag. He is running for mayor of Denver, Colorado in 2019. What has emboldened these people? I want to tell you what's emboldened these people. The American people's apathy. They're not afraid of you, America. They're after you, America. And I heard a Navy SEAL say of his dad, who gave a quote, his dad told him, never live your life where the enemy doesn't fear you. And that's exactly what you do. And that's exactly what you're doing. Benjamin Franklin was right when he said, when you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I got a question for you. Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where are all these agencies that have been created since 2001, September 11th, when the two towers dropped? Where are they at? They're all zeroing in on Americans, Christians, and constitutionalists, pro-lifers, and pro-Second Amendment people. That's where they're at. They're aiming, folks, they're aiming to get you. It's just, hey, folks, look at the fruits. The Bible clearly tells us you know them by their fruits. Going on to the next one. Asma Azam is a Muslim woman and daughter of immigrants from Pakistan. She is married to Dr. Mued Azam. She is running for District 3 Commissioner in the city of Orlando. Okay? Win or lose, friends, it doesn't matter. It's the point that they're emboldened to run for the position. Why? Because the apathetic Americans are being demonized by the media in America as if they're the problem and the Muslims are the answers. That's where you're at today, friends. It's perfect judgment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump slammed former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman as vicious but not smart after she released newly recorded secret audio of a private conversation she had with the president. Congressman Peter King said all these attacks by Omarosa were news to him.
She was getting all the talking points out, and she was taking over meetings. Then I would see her at the White House. She'd be walking in the Oval Office and very friendly with everyone and totally dedicated to the president. I mean, she was consumed by her support for Donald Trump. So this is all really out of nowhere.
Today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. He says this move should have been made a long time ago.
Well, it's long overdue, and it's a body blow to the Mueller investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Talking about while the American people sleep, the Muslims are making their move, America. Over 100 of them running for positions in American government, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Just so you know, in contrast, okay, it's like oil and water, black and white, legal and illegal. In the sight of God. But this all promised again. Now, I know it sounds, well, maybe even generic to people that just want to keep living their sinful lifestyles before a just and a holy God. Well, read the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 21, and Matthew 3, 2, and Acts 2, 38, now that I think about it. But the fact of the matter is, folks, God does judge nations. And if you knew the character of God, you can see that he does not play. He does not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. Where are we today? Mark my words. This is where we're at today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And that's what's happening, is Americans are now being dispossessed. Well, we haven't seen it. Yes. Oh, yes, we have. Barack Hussein Obama usurped the Constitution. He transgressed the Constitution. He gave the American people and American law and the Christ the finger over 1,180 times. And he did it, and he's still doing it today, America. You know, I had somebody today talking about how, you know, Donald Trump just, he can't do anything about it. And so what I did is I said, well, why don't you do me a favor and just rewind a little bit, because if you remember right, he was the one that said he was going to bring back in the rule of law. Has he done that? No, he's not. Okay. He's the one that said he was going to bring that special prosecutor forth concerning the Clintons. And now we're finding that many of these Muslims have entertained and been entertained by the Clintons. Okay? And I told her, I said, do me a favor and look up what commander-in-chief means. Define it for me, please. Because the way people defend this administration, this impotent administration, bewilders me to no end. And it should you too. But you know, we're not going to sit here and rebuke the darkness. We're going to light a candle and we're going to lead the way. And every now and then, folks, if we have to turn around and backhand the apathetic, we can do so, spiritually speaking. But the fact of the matter is, either you're going to stand up and be counted and live for freedom and what men died for, or you're going to be condemned and judged. And that's where we're at today. Tolerance of intolerance is cowardice, said a righteous woman, A.N. Hirsi Ali, who has defected from the Middle East to warn the American people as to what is happening today. But let me give it to you straight out of CR's Wahaji. Again, forgive me of my dialect. It's not perfected yet. He said, as long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is for Allah. It's for Allah. You don't get involved in politics because it's the American thing to do. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. I didn't say it. He did. Okay? And see, again, what we're doing is we're just making reference to the people that are saying to their own demise that the American people would stand up and ship them back where they came from, because they're not here to assimilate. They're here to destroy. They're here to conquer. And I'll keep giving you quotes throughout the day so you can understand that, again, I'm not the one telling you this, but I am telling you what Scripture is saying and what it states and where we're headed if, America, you fail to repent before a just and a holy God. And I would also take heed to the false prophets that are out there telling you that everything is just grand today. If you knew anything of Scripture, you would know that that was the earmarks of a false prophet right off the bat. But let's get back to some of these names. These are some of the people from the Middle East that mean to conquer this country. We have Bushra Amawali. Is a 19-year-old Muslim woman whose parents immigrated from Pakistan. She is running for county board commissioner in Cook County, Illinois, District 13. Okay. Lest you think these people are playing, friends. This is your legacy. If you turn and cower. Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. If you go to the book of Revelations, you'll clearly see that the Lord said the cowardice have a place in hell. And my Bible tells me just the exact opposite in the sense of righteousness, because the Bible says that the righteous, there's a strong confidence with those that fear the Lord. And it also tells us concerning the righteous that they're as bold as lions. They're not sitting there patty caking with those that mean to destroy women and children, rape women and children. Folks, yesterday we spent, or I'm sorry, on Saturday we spent a little time sharing with you some of the scriptures, as they might call them. Verses out of the Quran. I don't need to create anything. I don't need to make up anything. The only people that are making up anything about the Muslims are those that are trying to defend them as some sort of victim, because they're not. Okay? Like the Star and Tribune in Minneapolis did a couple years ago. Let's go to the next one here. We have Regina Mustafa. She is the founder of the Community Interfaith Dialogue on Islam of Rochester, Minnesota. And by the way, if you're paying attention, America, you're seeing little pockets of Muslims all over the United States of America that are not being talked about. And by the way, one more point that I'd like to make before we get to Regina is the fact that this is the reason for diversion. Because there's a siege taking place, little by little, taking over. Okay? The media has your eyes on everything that doesn't matter for the most part. They're diverting your attention from even the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America. Why isn't that taking precedent? Because that's who they're working for. That's who they're getting. Folks, this is the people that have sold their souls for a dime, that are lying to you, that are misleading you, that are diverting you. Now they have you in America's attention on Donald Trump wanting to father the NFL. I don't give a stink about the NFL. Bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball in tights. And I got to tell men across the country that are filling the stadiums to 40,000 to 60,000 people every time they have a game? That you're jeopardizing everything that's been given unto you because you want to entertain yourselves out of your own freedoms that are blood-bought? You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. Let's get back to Regina Mustafa. She is a Muslim woman running for the 1st Congressional District in Minnesota. Folks, it's time to speak up. It's time to uncover these people for what they mean to do. And it's time for them to export. They need to be exported, friends. Don't you remember under Truman, President Truman, his administration? He had something called Operation Wetback where he gathered, he sought out all the illegals in the United States of America and he sent them back. Now we're finding out under Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, Judas himself, read Luke 22 verse 48 when you get a moment. But we're finding out that they went back to Obama's policy concerning open borders. That's not important, America. They're countering their purpose. They're doing the opposite of what they said they would do. They're doing the opposite of what they swore to do by upholding the United States Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And folks, if they don't want to do that, keep in mind, they're your enemies as well. Article 2, Section 4, lawfully remove them. Zara Suratwala is a Muslim woman who is running for DuPage County Board District 1. The primary was back in March. She won. The Democratic primary election. General election is November 6, 2018. Huh. Faye Rose Sayed is seeking election to the United States House to represent the 11th Congressional District of Michigan. According to Sayed's website, Faye Rouse is an economic development advocate, a community organizer, and a public servant who worked for the Obama administration and most recently served Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. Win or lose, friends, it doesn't matter. They're emboldened. And we find and are finding, friends, that money is coming from without the states to fund these people mysteriously. It's not mysterious, friends, any longer. We know who's doing it. And again, you might want to refer back to the commander-in-chief, especially all of you that worship Donald Trump, and ask him why he's not enforcing the laws against international criminals within, rather than going and sending our boys to bleed on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. Concerning those that the media has cast into the minds of the American people that need to be dealt with in third world countries. You want to clean house over there, Mr. President, but you don't want to clean house here? You got it backwards. Amir Malik is running for Minnesota State Representative for 37B. Malik is the Civil Rights Director for CARE in Minnesota. And also keep in mind, Omar Ahmad, founder of Council on American-Islamic Relations, said Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. Okay. This is the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in America. And isn't it interesting how the media is right there to put the microphone right up to their mouths every time they want to say something? I want my microphone too. Well, I got it. No, but I want the media. I want you to be doing the same thing. Do you not realize, you useful idiots in the media? Do you not realize that you're destroying yourselves? When are you going to figure this out? This is a communist tactic. Old news. They need useful idiots that will sell their souls. But useful idiots don't realize that when totalitarian comes into full force, they're the first ones executed. And why? Because if they'll betray their people, they'll betray them as well. See, you got double condemnation falling upon your heads. Folks, while the American people sleep, the Muslims are making their move for representative positions in the United States of America. Over 100 of them. I'm highlighting their names right now. And those in Minnesota and Michigan, you better get busy. Because you're not dealing, folks, with people that are playing games with what they mean to do. I'm not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you have us as the number one radio show right now out of 82 different shows. And again, I know we're dumping a lot of information on you, but I also would like to hear your feedback, friends, as to what's taking place in this country, more so from those that are in the culture war than those that are not. And by the way, those that cannot, hey, listen, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. If you can't, you can't. If you can, get up and get busy. That's the problem that we're having. It's not those that will, folks. We're not having a problem with too many people wanting to stand up. We have a problem with too many people wanting to live their own little selfish lives to their own demise, namely for their posterity. And what we're talking about right now, folks, is just that. While the American people sleep, guess what's happening? You have over 100 Muslims are making their move to government positions in your country. And tell me this is not scripture to a T. It is. And we are in it. We are definitely in it. People didn't want to listen to the word of God concerning accepting that which God condemns. Now look what you have. And I told you, by the way, going back to the whole issue of sodomy and homosexuals, I told you that you're dealing with a lawless people, and it's not going to stop there. It went from just accept us to we want to get married, and now we're going to attack anybody that speaks out against us, and then we're going to go after homeschoolers, and now we want to pass transgenderisms, and we don't want a boy and girl on. I mean, folks, on the bathrooms. I mean, America, are you really that sick? Are you going to pretend with these people that it's okay? And if you do, it's because you're guilty of it. Period. Let's get back to this. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Mustafa Carroll, director of CAIR, C-A-I-R, in Texas. Man, Bradley, I just wanted to make sure you're not profiling. No, I'm profiling those that mean to destroy this country. I'm profiling those that mean to break our laws, to subvert who we are as a people. Senator Charles Schumer spoke the truth in his confusion when he said, CAIR has ties to terrorism and intimate links with Hamas. Well, guess what? Many of these people that we're highlighting right now on the radio, friends, have links to Hamas. And they're linked to CAIR. And again, keep in mind, it's your media that you don't believe in, America, that's right there to put the microphone up to their mouths every time they have something to say. Founder Omar Ahmad, a founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. Okay, the Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. The only accepted religion on earth. So they come into America and then they're going to tell us, as the victim, and then they're going to tell us what the deal is by force. Nope. Ain't going down on my watch, friends. Shared with you yesterday, friends, former Dutch MP commits suicide after being gang raped by Muslims. As she was being raped by Muslims, gang raped by Muslims in her country, they were saying to her, do you respect Allah now? She commits suicide. She said there was no one to help her. You might want to consider the barbaric acts of these people that you have been, or actually that are being conditioned in your mind by the CIA-controlled lying media, criminal media in so many different ways, concerning what they're trying to get you to accept as the norm. So this isn't like, you know, again, we're talking about something that's happening in a third world country. No, we're talking about what's going on here. And all the other news around what's going on, what I'm telling you right now, is what you need to hear. Everything else is diversion. Everything else is to get you to just, well, you know what, put Bradley Dean and the Word of God in question. Okay? Has God said? Hath God said? Isn't that what Satan said to Adam? Yep, he did. He always wants you to question the Word of God. I mean, you don't have to wait for the sinking of the ship, friends, to realize someone's blowing holes. I mean, when you open your eyes and you see someone shooting holes in the base of a boat, and someone comes up to you and says, you know what, these guys are really good people, and, you know, are they really shooting holes in the bottom of the ship to sink it? I mean, this is what they want you to accept. Like, that's a legitimate question. Now, they always want you to question the truth because that gives them more room to commit crime. And that's exactly what these people do. Well, the American people sleep. The Muslims are making their move to government positions. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Several articles today shaking America awake as to what's taking place through all of the diversion through the state-controlled media. Let's go over to Casey Jama is running for Oregon State Senator for District 24. The primary election is May 15, 2018. She was defeated. Okay, it doesn't matter if they win or lose, they're emboldened. That's my point. Dalara Sayed is a candidate for District 5 of the Illinois House of Representatives. The primary election is being held on the 20th of 2018, March. The general election will take place on November 6th. She was defeated. Kaysar Ahmed is a 2018 Democratic candidate seeking election to the United States House to represent the 31st Congressional District of California. Nadia Hashima is a 2018 Democratic candidate seeking election for the U.S. House to represent the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Ismail Muhammad is running for District 25 of the Ohio House of Representatives. Samina Mustafa is running for U.S. Representatives for Illinois District 5. The primary election takes place on March 20th, 2018. Mustafa was defeated. Folks, and keep in mind, folks, they're going to get up and do it again and again and again and again and again. And they're hoping to, to further strengthen themselves and their alliance with those that mean to destroy this country. Now, I want to keep in mind throughout this conversation that we're having, friends, that keep in mind George Soros is the one funding many of these people, okay? George Soros is the one that said America is the great obstacle to the New World Order, okay? Good. I'm glad. Johnny Martin is a Muslim convert running for office in Arizona House of Representatives for District 25. He's a 24-year-old activist. Martin has volunteered and advocated for DACA and Black Lives Matter, all five members, I add. The primary election takes place on August 28, 2018. Jesse Sabai is an anti-Trump Muslim running for U.S. Senate in Nevada. Sabai is an immigrant from Jordan. Sabai compares President Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler and his supporters to the KKK. On his social media pages, he makes it clear he is anti-Republican. I don't care about the party systems, neither, friends. They're unconstitutional. He claims that Republicans in Trump's administration have no sense of what American values of compassion, empathy, or community truly are. He claims that the Republicans and the Trump administration are dividing people. No, folks, all truth be told, they're just pawns. They're just players in the game. Just like a pro wrestler would be paid to deceive the people. Nothing more and nothing less. Nothing more and nothing less. Look behind you. We have Rashadi Tlaib is running for Congress in Michigan's 13th district. She is a Muslim woman and the child of a Palestinian immigrant. She won the Democratic primary election. There was no Republican candidate running. There you have it right there. So Rashida will not have to face anyone in the general election. She will be the U.S., the first Muslim congresswoman. You're asking for trouble, America. Your apathy is encouraging these people to do what they're doing. You're asking for trouble. We also have information even on Keith Ellison here in Minnesota, who is a congressman. Now he's running for the attorney general here in the state of Minnesota. We'll have something to say about that in the days up and coming. But he was accused just recently of his former girlfriend was reporting him for abuse, which again should come as no surprise because they advocate this. In so many different ways. I'm going to actually pull the article up for you right now. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Representative Keith Ellison accused of domestic abuse by his ex-girlfriend. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you the news and what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.